Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed in this decision to be made. Okay, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I am.
Okay, and would you be a registered Democrat, Republican, or independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. All right, ma'am, and overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And in your opinion, is the of the Glenwood Springs City Council very possible, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
What about the city council?
Do you have somewhat positive, neutral, or negative opinion of them?
Negative opinion.
Okay, negative opinion. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the overall quality of or condition of the streets, roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. All right, ma'am, and in which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job, you know, keeping them in good condition. The second one says the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. And the third one says no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
I would say the two.
Number two?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the overall level taxes, you know, and fees, you know, you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, about, you know, somewhat high, about right, or even too low?
I think the taxes are fine. I think it's where
about right, right?
About right.
Okay. All right. Okay, as you may know, or as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue in this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local, you know, one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repairs. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options, okay? The first one says option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the half a cent sales tax and add an additional half a cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets involved maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs for, you know, replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you say yes or no to that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the half a cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth cent to a total of, you know, three quarters to provide, you know, funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. So would you vote yes on that or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and option three, would you vote yes or no to continue, you know, that a half a cent sales tax for 20 years that funds the city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever, you know, sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts, you know, forth this November might make? Okay, taxes are too high, you know, enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either, you know, as a promise or without wasting it. You agree with that or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Lastly, okay, we almost finished with the survey. I'm only going to read you this statement. Here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make, okay? Please rate this issue as very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all, okay? Here's the first one. Okay, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of this street, meaning less overall disruption, to neighbors than is currently necessary. Would you say that's a very persuasive reason, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
No, not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, that one, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Persuasive.
Very or just somewhat, ma'am?
Just persuasive.
Okay. All right, since the cost of, construction materials for road repairs is up significantly, since voters last approved 1 cent, 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, the 1/4 cent increase in this local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure that all needed maintenance repair projects can be done, can get done, okay? Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Persuasive.
Okay. Okay, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which, will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive.
Okay. 100% of the money, all the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive.
Okay. By voting yes for this full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewage pipes will be shifting away from homeowners and their water bills into the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drives on our streets. Very persuasive, somewhat not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Okay, the city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
How many more questions do we have? I'm still working,
We're almost finished, yeah, ma'am. I only have a couple more statements, and then the rest is just asking you again. Okay, but we're almost done. Okay, and I'm going to go real fast.
Okay, because I've been working all day, and I would love to help you out with this, but I'm losing my patience, and I have a lot of work
ma'am.
To continue to do.
We're almost finished. Only have and then we should be done, okay? Okay, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under, the street infrastructure repair. All at once, when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can be replaced. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
Persuasive.
Okay, unless, the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance, the repairs, there is very little money from the state and or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, and the last one says, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We can get good roads and streets and outsiders who uses them contribute. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive?
Persuasive.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And okay, having heard all this information about, you know, on both sides, how would you vote? Would you say yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the 1/2 cent in on tax and add an additional 0.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay all for all street and road maintenance and surface, you know, repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water pipes for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Okay, and option two, okay, to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents, 3/4 cents, to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no on this one?
Yes.
Okay, and the last one said option three, okay, to continue the 0.5 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance. Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballot, you know, tax ballot, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get, you know, the money up front to speed up the road repairs and replacement projects and contract, you know, for repairs of today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. And your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
18 to 39.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? Would you say 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
20 years.
Okay, so be 11 to 20, okay. All right, ma'am, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? And thank you very much for your time. You have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye.